What makes science appealing to the general public? What does it mean to make science attractive, entertaining, inspirational? Where do we draw a line between science communication, speculation, and science fiction? These are some of the underlying questions that seep through my work as I discuss the emergence of the sense of wonder in TED Talks. This work matters to me for many reasons, because it makes us reflect upon the so-called two cultures of science and the humanities as being actually inseparable, coextensive, and mutually reinforcing. Besides, it addresses questions of identity formation. How do we define ourselves in a post-genomic era? It points to some of the ethical and social issues involved in this process, as well as the importance of our own aesthetic choices. How we talk about the genome matters a great deal. The aesthetic choices we make, the metaphors we use, all of this affects our own understanding of DNA and identity. And in turn, this also influences our perception of class, race, gender, ethnicity, or even the so-called human nature. What does it even mean to talk about human nature in the first place? These are some of the concerns that inform this paper and keep being relevant nowadays too.